Good morning to you.
Hi, Marty. Good morning.
Good morning, Gerard. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Hope you're well too. You survived your trip in Italy. I was following you on Twitter and all your amazingness over there.
It was. Thank you for noting our amazingness. It was very. It was very hard work. We hardly had a moment.
I'm sure it's very tricky over there with all the good pasta and wine.
Oh, it's so fantastic! I just love it a bit. Listen, there we are. There's the Irish Chamber Orchestra. Where are you, by the way, currently as we speak?
I'm just back from Berlin, actually, but I'm in Wicklow, and I'm about to head down to the Irish Chamber Orchestra's home in Limerick to start rehearsals for our concerts this week. Currently in Wicklow, about to set off for Limerick.
And how's the farm going?
Oh, the farm's brilliant. It's all there still. All the sheep, they didn't take any notice of COVID, or the cows.
They don't.
So it's all fine. It's a calm time now because all the shearing and the dipping and the hay, that's all done. So it's.
And listen, when you come home, are you suddenly asked, Fiacca, you wouldn't go out and do such and such? Are you given jobs or can you get away with it?
Oh my God, all the time. Have to earn my keep. Absolutely.
Brilliant.
Now, to be fair, my dad's pretty good. Like, obviously, if it's the day before the concert, he might not ask me to pull a sheep out of wire or something.
Yeah.
But no, in general, I'm drafted in for all of us. So, yeah.
Well, at least they ground you, don't they? They ground you.
Oh my God, I honestly love it. I love it. So it's.
Well, I know you do. I know you do. We talked about that before. Yeah. But listen, talk to me. Now, you're just back from Berlin. What were you up to there?
So I don't know if your listeners will probably know there's a wonderful Irish clarinetist called Carol McGonnell who's based between Berlin and New York. And we were doing a concert in the Mendelssohn Remise, which is basically like Mendelssohn's house.
Wow, lovely.
Which was really, it was really cool. And it was supported by the Irish Embassy over there. So they did great work in getting sort of an Irish contingent along to the concert as well. It's quite funny. It's a bit of a cheesy title. The festival's called the Last Rose of Summer Festival, which in Germany is probably fine. But over here, it's a bit like, oh God.
I know.
But it was a gorgeous festival. I probably shouldn't be backing it at all.
No. And successful, presumably.
Oh, it was brilliant. Happily it was sold out and... all the kind of COVID restrictions over there are all gone as well. So it was just an amazing, it's such a great city and visiting, you know, everything from the Reichstag to, I don't know, walking down Brandenburg Gate, JFK.
Yeah, I like it. I do too. I think it's an amazing city to visit. It really is. Beautiful.
And for musicians, it's a dream because like everywhere you look, there's, you know, an opera house or a concert hall, or it's just for classical music, it's just kind of Mecca almost. So, it was a real privilege to be there, I have to say.
Well, now listen, let's talk about the event that's happening on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. Firstly, tell us what are you playing?
So I am joining the Irish Chamber Orchestra along with Colin Byrne on trumpet, and we will be playing Shostakovich's first piano concerto, which is a really interesting piece because he wrote it just for piano, trumpet and strings. So the kind of instrumentation is actually pretty minimal when you consider, you know, what a typical big Russian concerto would usually consist of. But incredibly, the way he writes it for piano, trumpet and strings, you never feel like you're listening to only 20 or so players. It feels full and vibrant, and it's just Shostakovich at his kind of comic best. I think if people sometimes think of some of the Shostakovich symphonies as maybe kind of quite serious and dark, this is just light and frivolous and fun. And it's just comedy. So if people are free on Wednesday in, obviously you said the National Concert Hall, in Thursday we are in Mayo in Westport, and on Friday we are in the University Concert Hall in Limerick. So people really should come along if they have nothing else to do and would like some joy in their lives.
Now, quite often what happens is if you have a concert, for instance, on the 7th, which you do, and then you move into another place, you'd have a day off and then another, you know what I mean, a gap. But like, you're cramming it all into 3 days. That's quite a lot.
Yeah, but you know what? It's really cool because it's very rare that you get... Usually if you do a concerto, you play it and it's done and it's over. But like, it's such a privilege to get a chance to play this 3 times with the orchestra, and we can all go on a bit of a musical journey together. And you get an opportunity, I suppose, to get an in-depth kind of moment with the piece that you probably wouldn't get if you didn't get a chance to play it three times. So it's just going to be such a privilege to have that time with the orchestra for all of us to maybe play it, discover new things, play it the next night, discover new things, play it the final night. So I'm just really privileged to get a chance to do it. So.
I agree. It's a lot, and it's a lot of movement with the Irish Chamber Orchestra to be moving from one place to another.
I'm not in charge of logistics and hiring books and moving in. That's some other incredible people doing that.
No. Your forte is your performance and the rearing of sheep back home. That's really that's exactly. Listen, this is. I want to play a little piece of you. This is Debussy. Now I'm not playing Shostakovich, but I am playing. This is you playing a little bit of Debussy. Will you stay on the line with me, Fico, for a moment? You will.
Yes, absolutely.
Top man. That's Pour le Piano. That's Claude Debussy, and I'm talking with the man responsible for that. Not Claude Debussy, clearly, but I am talking with Fico Garvey this morning. Fico, you all right? You're on a Skype line this morning. You're Skyping us.
I am. I'm sorry I couldn't come in, because if I came into you, I'd be late for the orchestra.
And I'm not having that. No. It'd be on my conscience. I wouldn't have that. Not at all. Listen, I found a great picture of you. Is that your dog? It looks like it looks like a sheepdog.
That'll be Lewis, probably. Is he sitting beside the piano?
He's sitting beside, smiling at the piano, incidentally.
Yeah, that was an amazing person from the Irish Times. I think his name was Cyril, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Sorry if I don't accredit him properly, but he came out and took that really cool shot, which is hard to do with the dog.
The dog's name is Lewis.
That's Lewis, as in L-U-A-S, like
Why
Lewis.
Would you spell it Lewis? Why would you spell it L-U-A-S?
Because it's the Irish for speed, and he's very quick. Contrary to, a lot of people think we've named him after the Lewis in Dublin, which is obviously tragic and not true.
In fairness.
Yeah, no, we didn't name him after the Lewis.
He is gorgeous. I have to say, when I think about it, and this, apropos that interview as well, protecting yourself, minding yourself in terms of what you do and your hands and your fingers and all the rest of it, and then go back to the farm and someone saying, you wouldn't go out and bring in the sheep, would you? It's a tough choice thing to do when you get home, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know what? Actually, I've come to realise it's like, you know, when you play an instrument, it's all about, let's say, your technique and building up your approach to the instrument. And sheep farming is no different. There's a technique to catching a sheep and there's bad technique to catching a sheep. So if you've got good technique, you'll be fine. And if you've got bad technique, you might get injured. So I apply those kind of philosophies. And I think it's quite accurate, because any person I know involved in farming, it's kind of freak accidents that you might have an accident.
Yes,
whereas most of us have with the knot. Whereas if I have a friend now, maybe out from the city, who tries to catch a sheep and does it wrong, they might end up with a dislocated shoulder. So it's
I understand. Like me, you know, for example.
Maybe, Marty.
No question about it. I must say, when I think about it that way, does the TV pretty serious in that. There's a programme in this. Just the idea of what you do, being a classical musician and the farming background. I just love the link between the two. I really do. Listen, Philip Glass. There's Philip Glass's symphony being played as well, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a great programme, actually. So first, there is a piece by Paul Frost called Trip, and that's going to be a world premiere. And Paul is the only living composer on the programme, which is... Oh, no, actually, he's not. Philip Glass is still alive. What am I talking about?
Glass family have been on like a flash. How dare you suggest Philip is gone?
Not fake news. Cancel that. Paul Frost... Trip is being played, then the Shostakovich, and then Philip Glass's, I think it's his third symphony, the orchestra
yes.
play.
Which
obviously I'm not in, but it sounds incredible because even though we haven't had the first rehearsal yet, we kind of have because we were supposed to do this project in April, I think it was 2021. And then on the very first day of the first concert, we got COVID cancelled, which was an awful tragedy. So this has been about a year in the remake, which is even more exciting because I've had to wait so long to finally get to play this with the orchestra in concert.
Sure.
But I've heard this all rehearsed, obviously, from last year. And it's all just, it's such, I mean, what's interesting just for people who might look at the composers' names and may not recognize them necessarily, is that sometimes I think when people see 20th, 21st century music, they get scared and they think of dissonance and, you know, lack of melody and, and all very scary stuff. This is such melodic, beautiful music. So, you know, people don't need to be afraid of these composers' names. It's all beautiful and wonderful and enjoyable.
But I think about Philip Glass, who's a genius, he's an absolute genius. But the thing about Philip Glass is you've got to let yourself, you've got to let it wash over you. You've got to decide, I'm just going to give myself to this and let it happen.
Yeah, and it's kind of like that sort of meditative moment of like you said, it's maybe not one incident, but like you said, the kind of the moment as a whole and kind of just allowing yourself to be in that sound world and take it where it takes you, totally. Yeah,
and also, I'm a great believer in this. Never be afraid, even if you don't know it, just let it happen. And you might like it, and if you don't, if you don't like it, you won't go back, and if you do, you will, so, you know.
Exactly. I always say to everyone, like, there's no... Especially sometimes, again, maybe with classical music and sometimes the unfair sort of stereotypes that are put on us. But as long as you've two ears and an opinion, you are more than welcome and valid. Like, it's like I go to art exhibitions. I do not know a whole pile about art, but I'm not afraid to go and give my opinion and say, I like that, I don't like that.
Yeah.
And it's the same with music. You can come to something and say, God, I loved that. I'm not really sure why, but my ears just enjoyed it. Or, oh, God, that was not for me. And that's also totally fine.
Good for you. Good for you. That's why Lewis is smiling, because you're so... straightforward. Listen to me. What's happening in the UK now? What's the latest? What's the next move? What's happening for you?
Well, I'm not voting for Liz Truss, if that's what you're talking.
Well, it's a bit late now. Because she presumably is the heir apparent to the great Boris Johnson at lunchtime.
And I love all my English friends so much, but I don't really know what's going on politically in that country.
Many people do.
I feel very unaligned to what's happening there, sadly. But I am very proud that I was there long enough to vote against Brexit. So I'll always be able to
Good
say
man.
I had my vote and I voted clearly not for that. But no, musically, it's all great. And I've got some exciting projects coming up now over the next few months. And my festival in Vauxhall is going well. And and Wicklow obviously is continuing on as well. But the main focus now is this Shostakovich, making sure I play all the right notes in the right order.
Of course you will. Of course you will. But West Wicklow Festival and Classical Vauxhall, they all continue, don't they?
Yes, we managed to survive the pandemic,
Good
thank
man.
God. Which was, because obviously, you know, those festivals are relatively new. They're kind of 5 and 6 years old. So there was no guarantee that we would. But thank God for, to be fair, especially in Ireland, all the kind of government supports that were given to the arts were really, really incredible. And it kept us all afloat. And we're back now with the bang. So I will never give out about being busy again. You know that feeling we had of like twiddling thumbs?
Yeah.
And now I'm just so happy and privileged to be busy when I am busy that I have to remember those feelings of boredom and thinking, God, never give out again for having work.
How very true. How very true. Well, now, just a reminder again, these events are happening, the Irish Chamber Orchestra, National Concert Hall Dublin, St Patrick's Church, Newport and Mayo, and University Concert Hall Limerick, the 7th, the 8th and the 9th of September. So, like, it's Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, lads. Fiacre, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll give them a taste, a flavour of Symphony No. 3 from Philip Glass, I think, to finish us off. So, listen, keep the faith and enjoy the trip across the country.
Thanks, Marty, and I look forward to seeing everyone at the concert. Come and say hello, have an Aperol spritz afterwards. It'll be great.
God bless you. You're great. Keep the faith for your group. God bless you. Take care.